Shalom, Rabbi Galperin. How are you?
How are you, Ilan?
I'm fine.
That's good.
Well, Parshat B'Shalach.
Yep, Parshat B'Shalach. Very, very fascinating Parsha. You know, we talk about how soon after all the Jews of Israel left Egypt, Pharaoh chased them to try and get them to return, and how the Israelites were faced. They were trapped between Pharaoh's army and the sea in front of them. And God tells Moses to raise his staff over the water. The sea splits to allow the Israelites to go through. And as the last Israelite comes on the other end of dry land, the water goes back to the way that it originally was. Then the Egyptians die, and the Jews and Moses sing the song, Az Yashir, they sing the song of praise and gratitude to God. And in the desert, obviously, the Jews are complaining, they're hungry, they're thirsty. So Moses strikes the rock with his staff, and water comes from there, and manna rains down from heavens. And then on Saturday, on Shabbat, there the Jews are told that they should collect double portion of manna because they couldn't and it won't descend on Shabbat. Now the famous question is how important is tradition in Judaism? Now, you know, you hear a lot of people say, I do this because of tradition, or I do this because this is the way I was brought up, or whatever it may be. But the question is, how strong is the need for tradition in the spiritual consciousness of Jews today?
Yeah.
And if you look around, despite the effects of secularism, I would think to say, and even will be willing to suggest, that there is still a need inside us to feel connected to our roots, to our heritage, and our sense of belonging to the Jewish people. But for the vast numbers of our people, of the Jews, tradition alone has not been enough. And I think that applies not only to the rebellious among us, who may have cast aside their traditions, but also for many ordinary people who feel that to do something just because that's the way it has always been is not good enough. We don't want to just hear, we do this just because this is the way that it was always done. People think, so what if my grandfather did it? My grandfather, you know, in those times, rode around in a horse and buggy. That means I have to ride around in a horse and buggy, my brother, let's say, for example, didn't get a university degree. Therefore, I shouldn't. So just because my grandparents practiced certain Jewish traditions, why do I have to? And so there are many Jews who think this way. And no matter what you say to them, they will not be convinced to behave Jewishly just because their grandparents did. So our job is really to tell them why. Why did their grandparents do this? They need to understand that their grandparents' traditions were not done just for, just for tradition's sake. But there were very good reasons why they practiced these traditions. And that those very same reasons and rationales still rarely hold today. You know, I remember hearing once someone came to a lady and asked her, and she sees that she's cooking this big fish, and she says, why do you cut off one end and cut off the other end, and you put it in the pan? So the lady responds, no, I don't know, my mother did. So they went to the mother. And they ask the mother, and they see the mother doing the same thing. They ask the mother, why do you cut off both ends of the fish and put it in the pan? She says, I don't know, my mother did. And they went back, and they're trying to come to the final source, and they ask the great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmother, and they ask, why do you do this? Why do you cut off both ends of the pan of the fish and put it in the pan? So she says, listen, the pan was too small. I couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're not talking about, obviously, those types of traditions. And to many young people, were put off tradition because, let's say, some cheder or some Hebrew school teacher didn't really want to take that question seriously. And they were silent, you know, like, ah, what's the hag? You know, like, ah, be quiet. You know, what are you talking about? When you get older, you'll understand. You're too young. Don't worry about it. And in truth, that's not true. There are answers. There have always been answers. We may not have a logical explanation. Let's say, for example, for, let's say tsunamis or other terrible things that happen. But all traditions are founded on substance and have credible, values to it. And if we seek answers, we will find them. And you'll find many, many answers, from the simple answer to the most philosophical answer. And why do I say this? Because this brings us to that this week's Torah portion features the Song of the Sea, which is sung by Moses and the Jewish people following they were splitting the sea, and the miraculous deliverance from the Egyptian armies. And in its opening lines of the song, it says, "This is my God, and I will glorify Him, the God of my fathers, and I will exalt Him." And the sequence and how it goes is very, very significant, because first comes my God, and only thereafter does it say the God of my fathers. And in the Amidah, the silent prayer, we begin addressing the Almighty as our God and the God of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and so on.
Yeah.
Again, our God comes first. So it's clear that while the God of our fathers, in other words, tradition, most definitely plays a very, very important role in Judaism. However, we first have to have the prerequisite that we must make God ours, personally. Every Jew must develop a personal relationship with God. We need to understand the reasons and the significance of our traditions. However, we need to first accept and make God ours. And authentic Jews never, ever shy away from questions. The only way that a person can understand something is if you ask questions. And everyone should be encouraged to ask questions, because otherwise, how are you supposed to know?
Yeah, and you know, they say, Lo habayshan lamed.
Exactly, the embarrassed person, very good. That comes from the ethics of our fathers, Pirkei Avot.
Yeah.
It says, habayshan lo lamed. An embarrassed person that's embarrassed to ask questions will never learn.
The shy one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And authentic Judaism never shies away from questions. We even see this clearly. Questions have always been encouraged and formed part of our academic heritage. Look in the Talmud. They're all full of questions and answers. Pesach Seder. We encourage everyone at the Seder to ask a question. So when we think of something, we should ask and find the answer to our faith. Because if we do that, then the traditions of our grandparents, our parents, they become alive. And we understand fully why we should make them part of our tradition. And once the tradition has become ours, then the fact that this very same practice has been observed without interruptions by us, by our parents, by our ancestors, throughout the generations, becomes a very, very powerful force that, if you do that, that can inspire us and inspire us, our children, and our grandchildren. And that's something that's so important that I think is lacking today. People think that, well, what is the tradition? Why do I need to do this? Why? First of all, let's go and look. God, it says, God of our fathers, our God, and the God of our fathers. First is our God. The God of our fathers, in other words, the traditions of Abram, of Isaac, of Jacob, those are very important. We have to be able to ask the questions. And if you ask the questions, you have the answers. But first, we need to accept and to understand that our God, make God ours. And if, when you do that, you'll be able to look and ask the question of all the traditions. You will find the answers. And then Judaism will not be a strain on you. It will be a beauty. And that's something that I think we can learn from this week's Torah portion, and something that we can learn from this week's song, the song of the Shira, the song of the sea. And that's something that I think we can all apply to our lives, a beautiful lesson.
Yeah. So Rabbi, thank you.
Thank you, and
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, and you know, next week is February is Tu Bishvat.
Yeah.
Maybe next week we'll talk a little bit about Tu Bishvat and the significance and the importance of Tu Bishvat and customs and that type of thing. So looking forward.
Yes. Thank you.
No problem. Have a Shabbat Shalom and a good week.
You too. Shabbat Shalom.